大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam. Jenny, why are you so excited today?
Because 现在有很好看的足球可以看。
That's right, we have got the UEFA.
Euro 2020.
Right, wait a second, Euro 2020?
现在欧锦赛啊，这个比赛本来应该是2020年，因为疫情呢，就像奥运会一样嘛，就像东京奥运会，比赛被推迟到了2021年。
It's so funny because all of these big events, the Olympics, the Euro Cup, they never have these events on odd years, like 2021, 2023. They're always 1996.
Odd years.Odd number 就是奇数、偶数或者这个偶数的年份。
The even numbers.
Even numbers.
Yeah, so even is 2, 4, 6, 8. Odd is 1, 3, 5, 7.
That's why I guess we call them odd numbers. 就是 odd 还有个意思是奇怪嘛。
What? 7? So odd!
Euro 2021就很奇怪。
Right.
好，那我们今天的节目呢，因为国内爱看足球的朋友，球迷也特别多嘛，就应大家最近真的很多朋友说，你们来讲讲这个欧锦赛。And that's what we are talking about today.其实我前段时间看了一个挺有意思的新闻，说为什么比如欧锦赛啊，然后奥运会，他们还是要用2020。其中另外有一个重要的原因就是 a lot of the merchandise.They made all had 2020 printed on them.
Of course, yeah, of course.
好，那我刚刚说的 merchandise 意思就是一些周边的商品。
Mm.
那大的比赛肯定这些周边很早就做好了，
right.
都印着2020。所以尽管被推迟，这个 game has been postponed to 2021.、
Mm.
We're not gonna reprint them, 不然要花很多钱。
It's
对不对
too bad because if the printers or you owned the T-shirt factory, that could be a good chance to profit more.
Ah.好 but let's get back to soccer. 首先一个问题、
mm.
soccer, football, 这两个词都是足球的意思。那为什么我们需要有两个不一样的单词呢
I mean, it's a big world. The quick answer is that we in North America love to say soccer, and they in Europe love to say football. It's right there in the FA.
对对 UEFA 这个 FA 对吧、mm. Football
But it's the same game、
那因为美国它要和美式橄榄球 American football、
right.
区别开来所以美国人就说那我们就叫足球 Soccer
Soccer, that's right There also is Canadian football I won't bore anybody with the details of that
对我以前在澳洲也有啊那个 Aussie rules
Oh yeah, that's right
好啦但我们今天说的 football 我觉得就更 make sense because you really play this ball with your feet
Right
就是足球
Exactly,
对不对
exactly、
好那欧锦赛 It's really one of the first large post-COVID event, right? Big tournament in the
right,
world
Right, right、In a stadium,
yeah,
live audience
对真的有球迷在现场看哈好那我刚刚说 post-COVID英语如果你在一个单词前面加 post, P-O-S-T 这个前缀意思就是
After
After、mm. 就是疫情后的一个非常大的锦标赛、And it's right in the name, right? 欧锦赛、
right.
这个 tournament 的概念、mm.
Yeah, so there are a lot of questions like Hey, what's the difference between tournament, match, game,、championship, all of these.
Or 什么 competition.
Yeah.
对 So what's the difference?
Well, a tournament is basically, it's just a really big competition. But the truth is, some sports use this word and other sports don't.
但是 tournament 我感觉任何的体育比赛它只要有一个很大型的比赛里面有很多很多人参与而且是这种比较 special 的比如这个 UEFA It's once every 4 years
Yeah
比如说我也很爱看网球嘛、mm-hmm. The four grand slams、
right.
大满贯、mm-hmm. Any of the 大满贯 is a tournament 因为这是一个很大型的比赛 Unlike 比如我们说 OhDid you see the game? Did you see the match?
Right. Okay, so I get what you're saying. All I want everyone to understand is that tennis will use tournament. Other sports will not. For example, American football will not use it. Baseball will not use it. Hockey will not use it.
我觉得可能当中有一个区别是你说的那些是 league, professional league,、
mm-hmm.
就是说、对不对、
okay.
比如篮球有很多 basketball tournaments 啊、
right.
国际性的比赛或者洲际性的或者 national tournaments、
嗯、
但是我们看的 NBA 它是一个 professional league 职业联赛、
嗯、
so 这种联赛就不会叫自己是一个 tournament、
OK that makes sense that
对吗
makes sense.、
嗯、但是其实任何的 sports 可能都会有自己的 tournaments 啊好那我们接下来看刚刚讲的 match 和 game 因为我觉得这两个词其实就和 tournament 或者 championship 区别比较大了、
mm. Well this one again is pretty sports specific、
mm.
For example, soccer, football They tend to use the word match a lot
Oh 对 a football match
Right, right, right You could say the game Like no one will think Oh that guy's weird He said game
I think it's really interesting Because in EnglishFootball is often referred to as the beautiful game、
mm.
是一个非常美的一个体育比赛但是它是在形容整个 big concept、
right.
对吧 as a game、
right.
但是一场一场那个单独的 individual、mm. 那种比赛可能用 match 更多一点
Yeah, well the other thing about match too is you think about like this is two rivals coming together and they deserve each other、
mm.
whereas a game could just be like you know your kids、
mm.
throwing stuff at each other、
mm, 对好像 match 听起来更加 competitive 竞争更激烈一点、啊、
right right right
好那说到这个竞争呢比赛就是有输有赢或者有平局嘛特别在一些比较早的小组赛阶段平局是 OK 的那咱们来看一下输赢平英语要怎么说
OK, okay win, lose or draw、
win, lose 大家都知道那 draw 我们可以看一下因为我很早以前不知道这个平局叫 draw 的时候、
mm.
我就在想说是不是 equal 因为 you know ping, equal score
Sure, well over here we tend to say tie
Oh,
so、
yeah.
if、in basketball, in American football, hockey, if the two teams get the same score, we say they tied.
They tied.
Or it was a tie game.
Ah, 对就是 50-50 两个都一样
Right,
对吧
right, right, right.、Mm. Now, in soccer, they tend to say draw. It was a draw.Or the game ended in a draw.
所以有很多就是 sports specific、
yeah.
一个体育不太一样的语言哈。比如下面要看的这个足球里面当比分是零的时候、
oh.
instead of zero 你常常会听到的一个说法是
nil
Nil
Nil, that's right
怎么拼啊
N-I-L
意思就是 zero
Nothing
对不对
yeah, 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 nothing In fact, you might even hear not N-O-U-G-H-T
OK
Which also means nothing
所以你看新闻的时候、哦、说昨天的比赛1比0或者0比0 You、mm. often hear
2-0 1-0、
yeah.
It's funny though Just about to say Over here We don't have very many sports That end in a zero So you know you
就说什么篮球是吧
Yeah, that's 100 to,、
yeah.
to 98 You know、even baseball It's usually 8-1 or something、
mm.
So、
mm.
That's a very soccer specificSpecific score
是是没错，所以也有一些人说，为什么足球在美国不受欢迎，就是因为很多美国人他习惯了这种啊，你看一场比赛 ，there's a lot of scoring。
Right.
足球可能 ，yeah， you watched 90 minutes or even longer， it's nil nil， 零比零。
Right, there's three shots on the goal the whole time.
Another reason or core reason that 欧锦赛这么好看呢，就是因为 as a whole， Europe is the strongest football continent in the world， right？
Yeah.
所以这个比赛是国家间的比赛嘛 So you've got all these really, really superb national teams 或者国家队我们另外一个有口语一点的说法叫 national squads
Squad
对 Squad 就是 team 的意思
I like it One of our projects、our writing projects We use the word squad for
哦、oh, 对
I like that Hey squad
我们北京的同事说 You're the Vancouver squad
I love it
好那正是因为欧洲整体的足球水平那么的高所以 in order to even qualify 你就要打败很多很多的队啊、mm. 你就很强啊不是说每个 national squad 都可以来比的嘛
Right, right. So every kind of big competition like this there always has to be some kind of early stage or、
mm.
elimination round we would say in other sports.Here we want to say group stage.
嗯，就是小组赛阶段哦。Oh, speaking of which, 有的小组是特别，就里面都是很强的队，然后那种死亡之组，英文怎么说啊？
That's, oh, that sounds like a death group, group of death.
Oh, I like a group of death.
Yeah.
我这次看每个组都还蛮死亡的。It's like equally competitive.
Right.
没有一个组是说里面好像队都很弱。
These are all powerhouses.
这个词很好 ,powerhouse, 就形容非常有实力的一个队或者一个人、
right.
对吧 ?Christian Ronaldo, C 罗 he is a powerhouse.
Yeah, so it can be a person or a team.
Yeah, you are a podcasting powerhouse.
Likewise.、
Oh. Adam 是主播界的 powerhouse. 哎，前两天有朋友问我说，你们能不能讲讲这些欧洲国家的名字、
mm.
因为我们比较熟悉的比如说 England、
right.
Germany, France, 但是一看欧洲杯这次有什么北马其顿、mm. 这个英文怎么说
Right.
So how about we, do you want to go through all the countries in this tournament or we'll pick a few maybe less familiar ones?
We can pick a few. I think it's also really important to do the adjectives. A lot of high level English students still make the mistake of saying like, it is the Germany team.
It's not the Germany team, it's the German team.
Right.
The German national team. 好，那我们先从这次 Group A, 一个是土耳其，一个是瑞士。
Okay, so Turkey. The point is, Turkey is a noun. It is a place. The adjective is Turkish.
So the Turkish team playing well or is not playing very well.
Right.
Italy, 虽然我们可能很熟悉这个名字，但是形容词 Italian.
Right, Italian.、
你看它的发音会有一点点不一样、对不对？不是 Italian, 是 Italian.
Right.
瑞士，我觉得瑞士是它的形容词比较好说，然后它的名词，这个国家的名字稍微有一点难。
Okay, so Switzerland.
Switzerland.、这很重要的是很多国家的名字里面后面都有 L-A-N-D. And very often, 它的发音不是 land,、而是 land.
Yeah, it's almost never land.
对，就是它单独出现的时候这个单词是发 land, 但是比如在国家里面 Thailand,、Switzerland,、Greenland.
Right, England.
对
yeah,
对
England, Switzerland.
Switzerland. 那这里呢我们听到一个侧的音因为它是 TZ.、
Yeah.
Adjective is?
Much easier.
Yeah.
Swiss.
Swiss. S-W-I-S-S.、好那接下来 Group B, 我觉得比利时吧可能有点陌生。
Okay. Belgium, I-U-M, that's the noun, the place. Belgian.
Belgium.Belgian.
Right, Belgian chocolate.
Okay, 好那接下来我要考你的就我觉得对我自己来说也挺陌生的一个国家的名字北马其顿。
Okay, North Macedonia.
Yeah, so Macedonia, 马其顿对不对
I didn't know that. I listened to North and I saw the only one North on this list.
I guess they also have a very strong national team. 因为他之前要 qualify, 他已经 beat 了很多其他欧洲的队 in order toplay in the group stage.
Right. So,、yeah. so this is the part of Europe where I'm not always sure where one country ends and the other country begins.
特别是在那个区域 Montenegro,
right.
黑山
right.
马其顿和黑山然后这个是什么北马其顿
There have been a lot of changes over、yeah. the past 100 years. Whereas when you think about England, France, Germany, Spain, they've been around for a while.
Exactly.荷兰我们很多朋友知道有 Holland、但是呢有的时候说一个荷兰人他会跟你说 I'm Dutch、然后他说我的国家是 the Netherlands、三个不同的词
Right. So the short answer is、Holland is a part of the Netherlands, but for all intents and purposes it's the same thing and Dutch is just the adjective
但是在那个比如这种国际比赛啊什么 You will always see Netherlands 不是 Holland
That's right
好那乌克兰到底念 Ukraine 还是 Ukraine?
Ah, yes, good question. So this is Ukraine.、
Ukraine. 好那另外还有一个国家它的名字跟我以前上大学的那个国家有点像。
Austria.
And Australia.
Yes,
是吗
yes, yes.
澳大利亚是 Australia, 那欧洲的奥地利是 Austria.
Right.
Yeah. 我还是挺想说两个国家的名字啊、一个是葡萄牙。因为在中文里面特别小朋友我就记得我小时候说哦，这个国家名字好可爱哦又有 grapes、又有牙齿 I wonder what the English is
Right, I guess it's also pretty beautiful in a different way Portugal、 right.
很多朋友喜欢葡萄牙因为非常喜欢 Cristiano Ronaldo 很喜欢 C 罗、
Right, back to the adjective here Portuguese.
最后有一个国家我要问你的就是匈牙利。
Actually, that's a good one to end on because it's really close to lunchtime.
That's why I want to ask you. 匈牙利的英语是
Hungary.
和那个我很饿 Hungry.
Hungry.
啊、oh, ，所以这里大家要注意，匈牙利是 H-U-N-G-A-R-Y.
Right, now we don't say A, we say so it's really just adding one more Hungary.
Hungary.
Right.
但是你说快的可能就是和 I'm very hungry 很像
right,
对不对
exactly, exactly. If you're hungry, you can go to Turkey.
对 Hungary, 啊、oh.好，那对我们很多朋友来说，因为时差 ，because of the time difference,、maybe many of you are staying up late to watch the games.
Yeah, or maybe you're only able to watch the game highlights.
所以晚上通宵看球啊，就是我们可以说 stay up late to do something, 对吧？
Yep.
那最后要问大家 ，which national squad are you rooting for?
Right, are you a Ronaldo fan? Are you a Turkish?Wish I knew anything about the Turkish team that I could say here.
Or North Macedonia.
North Macedonia, not that crazy South Macedonia.
好，我最喜欢的，我永远最爱的还是 Italy. Okay, so to all of our soccer fans out there, we hope you really enjoy the show, and we look forward to seeing you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.